Mr. Packard?
I thought they did.
Which one are we on now?
I believe we would be skipping down to 1046.
We have no written testimony from that party.
Nothing.
So Matt will make a brief statement.
I heard some, I thought Colin settled, no?
Colin did, yes.
Oh, and that's not who we're on?
No, we're after number 1029.
Can you, okay.
1046.
Okay.
Yes, according to the county tax assessor's records, Douglas and Paul Addition live at 1755 12th Street in Los Osos. They are proposed cease and desist order 1046, and the location of their property is shown by the little flag here labeled 1046. They have not provided any evidence that they do not discharge from their septic system.
Have you had any contact with them? Because there's nothing in our packet. There's no letters from them. Has any mail been returned to you that you have addressed to their address?
I recall some email, but I have to go back. I don't believe we have any returned mail, regular mail.
Any other information for us? That's it.
That's all we have at this time.
I'd like to hear from our counsel what this is our first one where not only are the parties not present, but they have not submitted anything in writing to us. And all that we have is the prosecution team's statements at this point. And Mr. Richards, what are the options of the board at this point?
Well, the obviously the board has many options. Including deferring this matter to a later time today, deferring it to some other time, or proceeding in the absence of the designated parties in this case. This is the time and the place for the hearing on this matter. It was properly noticed. The notices were posted on the web and sent to all of the designated parties. Therefore, the board is perfectly within its rights to proceed based on the evidence presented and deliberate on the evidence presented, such as it is.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Yes, Dr. Press.
Could I just state a preference?
Yes.
For taking this particular case and moving it to the bottom of the stack of ones that are before us today.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
Sure. Okay.
I just have one question. Did we receive a request for continuance from these folks?
No.
Okay.
We've received.
Thank you.
And that would be my only concern, is that this is a situation where they haven't submitted anything whatsoever, and they're not here. It's a little different than if, you know, there's some ongoing issues that we have with some parties that have been pleading and asking for continuance.
I understand. This is my motive here is, in the outside chance that there is that perhaps the staff was wrong. There was no email from them. They didn't get contacted. I just would like to
you want to make sure there was some contact.
Raise the confidence that there was contact there, if emails could be produced or something could be produced, then I'd feel more comfortable about proceeding. But otherwise, we could give the benefit of the doubt. We could say that for some reason we don't know, contact was not made. That's the outside chance that I'd like to just defer.
I don't know.
Or investigate a little further, allow to investigate by moving this to the bottom of the stack.
Can I make a suggestion also? If you do that, that will allow us to go through our stack of certified mail receipts, and we can identify those whom we have receipts for.
Right.
That would be fine, actually. Yeah, if you have that information, that would be helpful. So we'll move this one down then to the bottom of the stack. All right? And then we will proceed. 1034.